This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. C. Harrison & Co. 11 Dunlop Street. E. Christopher Harrison was born at Burniston, Yorkshire, England in 1814. Harrison, a storekeeper, built a gracious and fashionable home on the northwest corner of Collier and Clapperton Streets. The house would later become the childhood home of distinguished Canadian historian A.R.M. Lower. But in 1871, Harrison was living there with his second wife Jane and his four children, Matthew, 22, Sarah, 17, Thomas, 15, and Robert, 11. Christopher's first wife, Ellen Lutie, died in 1863 at the achingly young age of 39. He married Jane Milmer in April 1865. The C. Harrison & Co. establishment was located in the Glebe Block on the south side of Dunlop Street, just east of Five Points. These stores were built after the fire of 1871, which destroyed the earlier buildings. The former Harrison store still stands, although the third stories of this section of fine brick buildings were removed after another fire almost 100 years later in 1970. By all accounts, Harrison did a good business in dry goods, groceries, hardware, and crockery. For many years, his store was also the depository of the Barry Branch Bible Society. Lawyer Thomas T.A. Boyes had an office over the Harrison store during the 1870s and the St. George's Society, of which Christopher's son Matthew was secretary during the late 1870s, held their regular meetings in the Good Templar Hall, which was located over the store as well. In the early 1870s, Matthew Harrison appears to be the first occupant in the home at 66 Maple Avenue. Many would know that house as Bruno Favero's store as of about 1964. The building is still standing, and although the original brick is covered and the decorative bargeboard trim is gone, you can still recognize the three narrow front windows on the second floor of the house. Matthew Henry Harrison was very well regarded around town as a gifted, scholarly, well-spoken gentleman, destined for important public service. In 1874, the Northern Advance was advising its readers to give the young man a chance and vote M.H. Harrison for Deputy Reeve of Barry. The nominees for that office were Mr. Sary, C.H. Ross and Harrison. Ross declined, making it a two-way race. When it was all over, the community had elected C.H. Ross as Reeve, T.C. McConkie second deputy Reeve and M.H. Harrison first deputy Reeve. A bright and brilliant future seemed all but certain for Harrison. In 1880, the January session of the Simcoe County Council opened in a spirited fashion, but by December of that year, Robert King Jr. was campaigning for the first deputy Reeve position, left vacant Matthew Harrison's retirement. It seems that in spite of Harrison's energy, intellect, cultivation, and promising prospects, he suffered from poor health, likely tuberculosis. He resigned his office, and along with his sister, began a move to the south of France where he believed the climate would be kinder to his condition. On arrival in England, Harrison sent word back to Barry that he was feeling positive about the change in residence and that it would give him a new lease on life. Unfortunately, shortly after reaching France, Harrison felt a premonition of his own death, and wanting to die at home, immediately set out on a return voyage. The November crossing was rough and exhausting for Harrison, and after only 9 days at sea, he passed away. M. H. Harrison, first deputy Reeve of Barry at the time of his death, was buried at sea. His gravestone reads, "He lies where pearls lie deep." After his death, Harrison's property on Maple Avenue appeared to have a few different names against the title, including Duncan Murchison and Catherine Ball, wife of George, until M. H. Harrison's brother Thomas, a clerk at the Canadian Bank of Commerce, lived there in 1888 before transferring to the Young and College branch in Toronto the following year. Christopher Harrison's store, about 11 Dunlop Street E, and Matthew Harrison's home, at 66 Maple Street, are still part of Barry's downtown.